The Apple. In my now 17-year-long career as a psychonaut, I have repeatedly encountered meaningful coincidences connecting inner and outer events, so-called synchronistic incidences. Immediately after the last mentioned session, I joined a professional heavy pop rock band, The Apple, which was in the middle of an expensive record production. 1 week after the session, I was sitting with my guitar in a big studio with an influential British producer who was going to check out my playing. He was enthusiastic when I played, and in the course of the next half year, my life transformed into a musical adventure. I made a record with the band. We recorded it in one of the world's most expensive music studios, and the production expenses exceeded $100,000. 1 month later, we were on a big promotional tour in Germany, and in November and December, we were the warm-up act on the European tour of a world-famous band. For half a year, I played an average of 8 hours of guitar every day, and my playing started to develop in a very good way. But at the end of our tour, our singer's voice and psyche gave out. It was simply too big a pressure for him. We played the last couple of concerts in the best trio style, and had some beautiful experiences which taught the keyboard player Red and I what we really want, to play music with the heart. This musical period was extremely meaningful. Although the music was not quite my style, and the band members were not exactly my type of persons, with the exception of the keyboard player, my good friend Red, the drummer of my most beloved trio Ladyland, my first and irreparable band, which got its fatal blow when Red's drums were stolen, there was nothing that could replace this trio. Since I crashed on LSD, my relationship to my parents had become a little tense, understandably enough. They were worried about me and for my future. I took drugs, dropped out of school, and in many ways I was very different from most people. But when my daughter was born, something seemed to be released, because my parents saw that I cared for her responsibly. And as for the musical adventure I was now part of, they saw that I had not made a completely wrong choice when I decided to risk all to become a creative, practicing musician. However, before the end of the year, Red and I left the heavy pop rock band The Apple because we felt that it lacked true spirit. It was too pop, superficial, and devoid of the musical depth we'd been accustomed to in our old trio. A lot of money had been invested in us, and of course there were strings attached. So in a way, we were quite relieved when our vocalist left the band because he couldn't stand the pressure, because that gave us the opportunity to emancipate ourselves as well.